Hey everyone, happy almost Halloween. I hope you're staying warm. It is so cold here in Canada. It's been crazy. It's me, Salud. I'm coming to you out of character and unscripted to talk about stories for next month and what I'm writing about and what's going to happen next. I like to try and keep these short, so I'll just dive right in. Right now, I'm working on a story for November. It has a mermaid in it. It's really cute. I think you guys are gonna like it. I really want the listener to have lots of agency. I've been feeling lately like I haven't been putting enough attention on people reacting to the listener's choices or commenting on their attire and really giving the feeling of there being choices in the story. So I want to focus more on that and make some really listener-centric stories where they have the opportunity to be proactive. I think it'll be cute. I don't want to give too much away, and then I'm also working on one that I think is going to come across as quite silly. Where you are a demon and this really cute goth warlock girl is totally obsessed with you. She knows everything about you and she really wants you to be her patron. And she summoned you to be her patron and she's not taking no for an answer. I'm going to see if it's going to come across as yandere. I think that would be really cute too, but if the vibe isn't there, it'll just be another romance adventure. And even though this is a recording, it feels very weird to just sit here and go on and on. I would love to know how you're doing. If you feel comfortable leaving a comment, I'd love to know what kind of week you had. Or I think if you're in school, it's finals week or it's approaching. And if you are in school, good luck. You've got this. I'm cheering for you. And then I also think it's American Thanksgiving very soon. They celebrate it very late in the year. So if you are an American, happy Thanksgiving. We're going to have some polls in November as well. I want to do something with a ghost or a possession. I think that could be kind of hot, but also a little less explored. And yeah, that's where I am. That's what I'm thinking about. And I hope you all had an amazing month, and I hope you have an incredible Halloween and good things happen to you and stay warm. And I hope you hear me really soon. And if you've listened this far, then thank you so much. Oh, wait, no, I was going to tell you guys a story. This is terrible. Oh gosh. I feel like such a loser, but hear me out. I got invited to carve pumpkins over Discord with some other ASM artists. They're all live action for whatever reason they've adopted me. I don't know many of the other women that do the audio ASMRs like me. I'm sure they're all lovely though. But I was buying the pumpkin and this old man came up beside me on the conveyor belt and I put down the divider on the grocery belt so you know whose groceries are whose. And this is Canada, so he turned to me and he said, "Thank you." And I don't know why, this is my favorite joke, but I looked at him and I went, "You're welcome. You know, I've been trying to buy one of these for years, but they keep putting them back on me." And he laughed so hard. He looked at me and he was like, "Good one." And I was like, "Yeah." It's the dumbest joke, but I love telling it. If the vibes are right, if people are in a good mood. And I wanted to leave you with that. And yeah, happy Halloween again. Thank you for listening to me. I just went and turned my microphone back on because I'm worried that joke doesn't make any sense. But I was joking about trying to buy the divider for the groceries, and every time you like try to buy it, they put it back. And the pumpkin carving was really nice as well. I'm sorry, this audio is like a one-sided version of like, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. But I'm ending it now for sure. Thank you so much for listening to me and supporting me, and I hope you have an incredible day.